then I discovered something even more profound. What brings me real joy is seeing other entrepreneurs find those same truths. A core principle of mine is learn, do, teach. You don't learn without doing, and once you've really learned something valuable, you should pass it on. Today, I know from personal experience, amazing mentors, and coaches who have helped me that the only way to grow your business past a certain point is to buy back your time and redeposit it where it matters most. In 2006, I started a blog to share some of the growth tactics I'd learned. I wasn't an expert on buying back my time, but still, I just wanted to pay it forward with the little that I had learned about growing companies. People started commenting on my post. Then, in 2008, I started giving speeches at conferences. These were mostly directed at fellow software companies. In the beginning, I usually discussed business tactics, like growth marketing strategies I had learned in the heart of Silicon Valley. But I was always more interested in helping the entrepreneurs and founders live. From all my blogs and conferences, I learned that I was not the only entrepreneur struggling with the GSD mentality, and it only strengthened my commitment to service. In 2012, Flowtown was acquired, and I immediately started Clarity, a marketplace where we connected startup founders with the answers they needed for their new businesses. From startup advice, to legal questions, to marketing strategies. Again, I knew from experience that I owed all my success to the books I'd read and the advice I'd received. Clarity seemed like the perfect way to bring founders and their quest for answers together. At Clarity, leaders pay a fee to hear advice from experienced entrepreneurs. I knew that there were some real, deep questions that founders had, and when they got the answers they needed, they could unlock magic throughout their organizations. When Clarity was acquired in 2014, I went looking for my next challenge. By 2015, I started SaaS Academy, a YouTube channel for software companies' founders, where I began freely sharing not only business tactics, but more intimate strategies, like valuing energy management over time management, the importance of company playbooks, standardized operating procedures, and, ultimately, how to buy back your time. I was amazed at the feedback, felt like succinct therapy, and this is the best breakthrough video I've ever personally watched. Apparently, I had stumbled on a near-universal truth. We all struggle with finding ways to juggle our time and our business. Born entrepreneurs have to find a way to live fully in their business and in life. If you've been eating the GSD fruit for some time now, you've probably found some success. Hard work, even at the expense of your relationships, will pay off to a degree. But at some point, your success will stall. You're one person with a finite amount of time. You have a company, family, and friends who are all demanding it. If you find yourself dreading work because you know you have a stack of emails to respond to, new fires to put out, and a dozen clients, customers, and employees waiting to dump work on your lap, and then dreading coming home because you're exhausted, stressed, and still thinking about all that's left at work, then this book is for you. This book is for anyone who wants to buy back their time to do more of what they love while they grow their company. You won't be fully alive without being an entrepreneur because it's in your DNA. But if your company's killing you, your family, or your relationships with tasks that are eating all your time and energy, you can't go on like this. So don't.